0.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, saints, once again. What an honor. And what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and automobiles and radios and share with y'all the love of God. You know, I'm just excited. You know, as I was on my way up here, I was listening to the broadcast that come on before me. And wow. To those of you who heard that message, boy, you didn't receive that. Boy, that's a word from the Lord. That's the gospel of the kingdom, boy. That's the good news about you. Man, that word got me all excited, and I don't even know which direction to go in. I'm just all excited about that, as I was not just hearing it, but receiving it. And boy, as I start this program off, you know, those of you who just got through listening to the word that came on before this broadcast, well, you not only need to hear that, you need to receive that into your spirit. I guarantee you, if you grab a hold of that and receive that again, not just hear that, but receive that, well, your life will never be the same. And you'll start, man, becoming who you already are. Wow. Well, we as the church, especially us in leadership position, boy, could ever come to that truth right there, that knowledge right there, that's the message that God told us to go and minister to all mankind. That you a king. You a ruler. You a mighty man. You a mighty woman. You a mighty girl. You a mighty boy. You a mighty child of the Most High God. Not just a mighty one. With all power. At the same works, boy, that the fivefold ministry do, you can do also. Listen, I'll take it a step further. The same work that Jesus did. Not just, man, the apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. You. And if we be on our job as God called us to be, that's what it's all about, to perfect you for that. Not to have a church and stir up your emotions. Well, to build you up, to strengthen you, to open your blind eyes, to unstop your deaf ears, to cause your lame legs to walk, to edify, to build you up, well, for the work of your ministry. Well, you have a ministry too. It might not be the fivefold ministry, but boy, you got a purpose too. God has need of you too. Things he wants to do, man, he can't do without you. He needs you. Just like we need him, he needs us too. And boy, that's the first thing he needs us to do, to come to the knowledge of the truth of who we really are and what we really have and what we really can do and where we really headed and why we really here. Well, it's messages like that one that just went off, man, that lighten the eyes of our understanding. So, boy, pray for God so that we might come to the knowledge of the truth. What knowledge of the truth? The knowledge of the truth that sets you free. Not the knowledge of the truth that stir up your emotions, and it do that too, but the one that sets you free. Set you free from what, man? From all the darkness and perversion that's in this world. To translate you out of the kingdom of darkness, that's ignorance, not knowing, over into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, dear son. That's knowledge and illumination. And not just head knowledge, but revelation knowledge. Knowledge that revealed, man, not because of man knowledge and wisdom, boy, but revealed by through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost ministry through the man. So that, man, you can get past what the man say and hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about what the man say. Hey, Lord, what's taking place then, boy? That's the body being edified. So, again, I pray, this is my prayer, boy, that you didn't just hear that word, man, that just went on, but that you received that into your heart. So, boy, that's the indestructible, incorruptible, everlasting seed of God's word. That I pray, boy, that it was sown in good ground and that it produced in your life some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. Even like I heard Bishop say one time, 1,000-fold. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that just as your word said, you know, the earth would be filled with the knowledge of your will. I just want to thank you, my Father, that you're fulfilling your word, Father, and the earth is being filled with the knowledge of your will. I thank you, Father, that you would allow us the tremendous honor and privilege, not only to serve you, but to serve your people, Father. Help us, Lord, to feed them, Lord, with knowledge and understanding and wisdom, my Father, so that they might know who they are, so they might know whose they are, so that they might know, Father, where they come from, so that they might know, Father, their purpose, why they're here, so that they may know, my Father, all the things that they have and all the things that they can do, that they might know, my Father, that where their destination is, and when it's all said and done, Lord, where they're going to end up at, Lord. Father, the fields are ripe for harvest, but the laborers are few, Lord. Jesus, you instructed us to pray, Lord, to the Father, that he would send laborers out into the field that would minister life to the believers. Father, you told us to go into all the world and make disciples, students, learners of all men, teaching them, my Father, the things that you taught us. And you taught us, Father, that we are somebody. You taught us, Father, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You taught us, Father, that it's by your grace that we are saved through faith, and that's not of ourselves. It's a gift from you. You taught us, my Father, that we have more power than all the powers of our enemy. You're teaching us, my Father God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You teaching us, Father, and revealing to us, Lord, our true purpose, Lord, that why you created us and why we're here. I join in agreement with the prayer that Paul prayed. He said, I pray that you might be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. For what purpose? So that you can know what, so that you can know what is the hope of your calling. What you mean, Arthur? That boy, why God created you, and why God got you in his family, and why you trusting in God, and why you are believing, why you a child of God, and why you are here, that you might know what is the hope of his calling and the exceeding greatness of the riches, not the riches of the world, the riches of heaven. That you may begin to experience that, operate in that, live in that, come to the knowledge of that, believe that, trust in that, walk in that, what, who you really are. Let me tell you something, church, you know, that's what God is doing. That's what God is doing. Just like my brother said, that's the true apostolic ministry of God. That's not just apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. That's ambassadors of Christ. They don't represent a denomination. They don't represent their doctrine. They don't represent their beliefs or nothing like that. Boy, they just represent, man, the constitution of the government, man. The word of God. They don't give you your opinion about nothing. They just say, man, what thus said the Lord. I got to keep going back to it. Just like that message, boy, that just went off. Boy, that's the apostolic, man. That's the ambassadors. That's the ambassadorial ministry, you know. Not representing a church or a denomination or themselves, but ambassador of Christ. That's what Christ was going around telling the people the same thing. He showed them, man, he was laying hands on the sick man, but know what his message was to him, know what he preached to him. Hey, when you go and go home and everything else, you can go home and you lay hands on the sick too. You cast out devils too. He wasn't just talking to a man, the apostles. You tell that to the apostles, but so that the apostles can make that known to everybody. You too. He sent us, man, we send you. Just like the Father sent Jesus, and then Jesus, man, sent us. And the same thing, man, and we send you. Empowering. And then if you get empowered, man, you go and you send others too. Well, I heard Martin Luther King say, I have a dream. Boy, one day, not long ago, recently, boy, I had a vision. Not a dream, but a vision. And boy, I saw the whole earth filled with the glory of God. Filled with the presence of God. Filled with the knowledge of God. Filled with the acts of God. Filled with God just being manifested in the earth. I saw sons and daughters of the Most High God, man, ruling and reigning in life. On their post. What you mean? Know who they are, man, and know where they headed, man, and on their post and charting their course toward their destination. But with that, man, it was on earth. Just like it is in heaven. I'm going to say that again. To sum it all up, man, it was on earth just like it is in heaven. At first, I sort of thought just becoming that. little by little by little by little, just like a little.